from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Monday, May 6th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. In Columbus, there was a fatality at the spring commencement ceremony at Ohio State University yesterday. ONN's Tara Jabor reports.
This happened at around 12:30 during OSU's commencement. Now, police say that one person fell from the stands. We spoke to someone who was here. He told us that a large group of students were walking into graduation when it happened. A spokesperson for the university says they will have counseling and other support services available for any students who may need it.
In northwestern Ohio's Seneca County, the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation is looking into a fatal shooting between police and a man they say was armed on Friday. Here's ONN's Dominique O'Neill in Toledo.
According to the Tiffin Police Department, just before noon, a man identified as 19-year-old Blake Fleury was driving a red truck. When officers stopped him, he left his vehicle with a knife and charged at the officer. The officer then responded by shooting the man twice. He was then taken to the hospital where he later died. And according to the Tiffin Police Department, the officer involved was not injured.
On Saturday afternoon, an Amazon delivery driver shot and killed an armed carjacking suspect in Cleveland. ONN's Kristen McFarland has more.
City police say the Amazon driver was working around 4 when the suspect tried to take the vehicle at gunpoint. At some point, the worker shot the suspect, who then tried to drive away in the worker's car but crashed. The suspect died at the scene, and police are still investigating.
A week-long manhunt in Northeast Ohio has ended, resulting in the arrest of a suspect considered armed and dangerous. More from ONN's Lena Lai.
48-year-old Raymond Cleese of Akron. He is accused of running from police after an incident in a Summit County home last seen in Uniontown in neighboring Stark County. At one point, police evacuated a Uniontown park and then urged residents to stay inside their homes and lock their doors.
A drug investigation led to the arrest of two people in Southeast Ohio's Athens County. ONN's Brett Worf has details.
Cincinnati resident DeCarion Branch and Mayfield Heights resident Khalil Wells were arrested after an investigation took place on North Lancaster Street in Athens. The Athens County Drug Task Force reportedly found money, evidence of drug trafficking, and suspected cocaine. Branch and Wells, both 21 years old, were taken to the Southeast Ohio Regional Jail. They appeared in court the following day and were reportedly released on their own recognizance. Suspected drugs were sent for BCI testing.
In Fairfield County, southeast of Columbus, officials for the Amanda Clear Creek School District announced 2 new electric school buses have been added to their fleet. ONN's Jay Fox reports.
The Amanda Clear Creek School District was selected by the EPA to receive $790,000 in funds under the 2022 Clean School Bus Rebates. The buses are expected to save the district around $40,000 a year in diesel fuel costs. A district spokesperson says bus drivers are undergoing training for the electric buses and that they will hit the road in the fall in time for the 24-25 school year. The program has funded over 2,300 of these buses nationwide. So far, Ohio has 15.
And the city of Miamisburg, southwest of Dayton, is getting ready for a big grand opening. ONN's Clay Gordon explains.
A project 20 years in the making will be unveiled this Friday in the town of Miamisburg. The city's new riverfront park is a 7.5-acre, $5.5 million investment that includes an amphitheater and a 7,600-square-foot playground, as well as walking trails. The property connects the Great Miami River with Main Street downtown. The project is part of a downtown redevelopment program that city officials say creates a new front door into the community. Miamisburg is home to roughly 20,000. A ribbon-cutting ceremony will kick off an evening's worth of events on Friday at 6 p.m.
Thanks to our television affiliates WKYC in Cleveland, WTOL in Toledo, and WBNS in Columbus for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.